Have you ever noticed sometimes when you start something that's important to you, nothing seems to work right? There seems to be setback after setback. And no matter how much time you put into it, it seems like nothing happens. Or things are just progressing very slowly. And you feel like with all the time and effort you put into it, it should be further along. You might even start to wonder, what am I doing wrong? You begin to doubt yourself. You begin to second guess yourself. And you may come to a place where you want to give up. Or you just may resign yourself to what is, thinking this just how it is how it's going to be. You might even lose your enthusiasm and become complacent. But what happens is that if we just hold on and don't give up, eventually things do get better. Which brings me to the title of my message today. The work you do for God is never in vain. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to take my first scripture reading from 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Now, this is coming from the Amplified Classic Version. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It is never wasted or to no purpose. Amen. So I think that one of the areas that people think is a waste of time is because they don't see quick results is evangelism. I think what most people don't understand is Ephesians 6:12, where evangelism is concerned. See, in Ephesians 6:12, the old King James, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. See, I can remember years ago when I used to go out and evangelize, you know, and we had a big group back then. And I noticed how, you know, their minds were really into what they were doing. They were talking about, their minds weren't really in what they were doing because they were talking about what they did last night or what they were going to do when they got done. And I would tell them, you need to be praying in the spirit, because we are going into places that we know nothing about. There is no telling what we're going to face, what strongholds may be there. See, it's not the people you need to be worried about, but the spirits influencing the people. I would always be praying in the spirit. And if I had a partner, when we were talking, I was praying in the spirit. And when I was talking, they were praying in the spirit. See, whenever you are dealing with spiritual things, sometimes it may take a little while before you see it in the natural. I mean, you may toil and toil and toil, and it'd be like, what's going on? Nothing is happening. That's how it is when you're trying to build something. Opposition is going to show up. The devil is going to fight you tooth and nail. I mean, he doesn't want to see the house of God grow. He doesn't want to see souls being saved. He's going to try to make you think that all the hard work you are doing in the Lord's vineyard, that nothing's happening. The devil is going to try to taunt you into giving up. Rest assured, something is happening in the spiritual realm. Let me ask you this. Have you ever popped popcorn? See, it takes a little while before it gets hot enough to start popping. But then you hear the first pop. And then you hear another pop, pop. The next you know it, you hear pop, 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 pop. And it's popping all over the place. See, sooner or later, when the time is right, not in our timing, but in God's timing, God will make his house pop. Amen. You know, in Matthew 4, 26 and 28, it says, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. And he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. See, what's going on here right now is that whenever you're out evangelizing, you're planting and watering seeds. See, some are going to come and then you're going to lose them because they have no strong roots. Then some are going to come up and stay, and then others will see the glory of the Lord's harvest. Until this place will no longer be able to contain them, and God will make a way for a bigger building. See, the Lord will let you see the glory of his harvest, which he has done through you, if you don't give up. See, what I've come to realize over the years doing evangelism is that we must continue to sharpen our skills in the way we do evangelism. The world is using all types of media to get to people. And we must use those same mediums as well. We must use radio, TV, email, books, snail mail, social media like WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, LinkedIn, podcasting, and blogs. More and more people are on these mediums than ever before. The devil is definitely using them, and we must use them as well to reach lost souls. Also, we must become creative in our evangelism. The world is different from 10 to 20 years ago. And if you want to get the young people involved, you have to ask them what they would like to do, whether it's car washes, food drives, bait drives, candy drives. You have to think outside of the box. You can't keep doing the same old, same old. Especially if you want the young people to get involved and stay involved. Proverbs 11 and 30, it says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He that winneth souls is wise. See, wisdom is the application of understood knowledge. Application, consistently. Practice something today and don't practice it tomorrow. You're not wise. Understood is comprehension. It's knowledge, information. All knowledge is information. Anything that you have learned to say that you understand, you have to live it. So the goal of living is learning. Now, if you don't live what you learn, either you don't understand it or you're not wise. So when you live what you learn, that's wisdom. There are three forms in which the word exists. One is written, two is spoken, three is the living word. All three forms have power in and of themselves. Remember, the first is last and the last is first. I mean, did you get that? The Bible that you have in front of you is written. You then take it and you speak it. But the whole goal is living it. You have to fish now with bait that is pleasing to the people of this age. Every fisherman knows without the right bait, he will not catch any fish. So if you continue to use the same old bait, trying to catch different types of fish, are you wise? Because we as are fishers of men. We cannot act in the church any longer that we have arrived in the place of learning. And don't even try that when it comes to God. We should always be in awe of learning more and more and more about God. And telling, and truly telling ourselves that the more we know about God, the little we know about Him. As He opens Himself up and shows us who He is, we realize we really don't know anything. And sometimes when you go to the Bible, you say, I've been saved a long time, but I don't even know what is this means. I really don't know what you're trying to say here. See, be careful that you don't run with people who pretend that the knowledge of being in church is the same as the knowledge of knowing God. See, I've been in and around the church body. I know that the ins and outs. So therefore, I must know God. The two are not always equitable. In 1 Corinthians 9, 19 through 23, and I'm coming from the Amplified Classic again. It says, for although I'm free in every way from anyone's control, I have made myself a bondservant to everyone so that I might gain the more for Christ. To the Jews, I became a Jew that I might win Jews. To the men under the law, I became as one under the law, though not myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside law of the law, I became as one without law. Not that I am without the law of God and lawless toward Him, but that I am especially keeping within and committed to the law of Christ, that I might win those who are without the law. To the weak, wanting in discernment, I have become weak, wanting in discernment, that I might win the weak and over scrupulous. I have in short become all things to all men, that I might by all means, at all cost, and in any and every way, save some by winning them to faith in Jesus Christ. And I do this for the sake of the good news, the gospel, in order that I may become a participator in it and share in it blessings along with you. And then in Ephesians 2:20-22, and this is going back to the old King James, it says, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the buildings fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. And in 1 Peter, it says, in that chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, it says, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Amen. As I bring my message to a close, Galatians 6 and 9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not." And in Psalms 27 and 14, it says, and this is coming from the Passion Translation. It says, "Here's what I've learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes, keep on waiting, for he will never disappoint you." See, God is just waiting on us to continue to do things for him. Even when you feel like it ain't that much, but nothing that you do for the Lord is in vain. That is what you have to remember. That if we just continue to do little by little, little by little, soon we're going to see the harvest. Just like the analogy I said with the popcorn, it takes a little while for that popcorn to start popping. But once it starts popping, it continues to pop all over the place until it's done. And see, the Lord is just waiting for us just to get out there, evangelize, plant water and plant seeds, because he said he will give the increase. So don't feel like you're not doing anything for the Lord just because you're doing just a little bit. Because whatever you're doing for him is never in vain. So just keep on keeping on, and the harvest will come. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for the day. I bless you. I glorify you. I magnify you, Father God, for your word. We know, Father God, that your word is true. Father God, just give us a heart of persistence. Give us a heart of determination, Father God, to do your will, to do your good works, to evangelize this world for you, Father God. It's not for our glory, God, but it's for your glory. It is to further your kingdom upon this earth. You have called us to minister, to be ministers to those who do not know you, to seek those out who are not yet of your sheep pen. And Father God, we just ask you as we go out to protect us, keep us in your divine protection, keep us from the wiles of the devil, keep us from the evil one. Let no hurt, no harm come to us. And Lord God, continue to strengthen us, give us the courage to go out and to evangelize for you. And as Father God, as always, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and all the praise, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.